Hillary Clinton's campaign lives to play another day. Last night, the presidential hopeful took Pennsylvania in the Democratic presidential primaries. Clinton tells NBC's Today Show that the folks who called for her to withdraw don't respect the party's nomination process.
There's a process, and the delegates, all of them, have to make up their minds who they think is our stronger candidate.
The win keeps her in the race with Barack Obama. It also sets the stage for two more contests between the two senators in Indiana and North Carolina. Clinton carried Pennsylvania 55% to 45%, a margin of 214,000 votes. And a local news manager becomes a newsmaker. WHDH Channel 7's Randy Goldclank was arraigned in East Boston Municipal Court on charges of resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and assault and battery on a police officer. A state police report says Sunday night, Goldclank got off a plane at Logan, flailing her arms and smelling of alcohol, and that she hit one state trooper, breaking his glasses. The report also says she threatened to call a news crew and put another trooper on TV and ruin his life. The 40-year-old Goldclank is a self-described tiny lady who works at 1,000 miles an hour. Another police report says troopers overheard her saying she was depressed because her mother recently died and she had been taking antidepressants. Prosecutors say a man in Abington shot and killed his wife. The Plymouth DA's office says at 10:10 last night, 29-year-old Barbara Tesserani was found dead in the couple's backyard with what appeared to be a gunshot wound to the head. Her 29-year-old husband, John Tesserani, was arrested at the scene. He will be arraigned today in Brockton District Court on one count of murder. And we are making a mad dash for summer in Boston, a mostly high of 83 degrees today, dropping to about 54 tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, another nice one, sunny highs around 72, and you might want to get out and enjoy it. We're almost to the weekend where the temperatures will return to about normal. Friday will be partly cloudy, highs around 66, and then a big drop to 55 on a partly cloudy Saturday, and a chance of showers on Sunday, highs around 58. And the Sox are winners of six in a row, and Jacoby Ellsbury has been a big part of it. Last night, in a 7-6 win over the Angels playing center field, Ellsbury had two solo home runs and then scored the winning run in the eighth on a Dustin Pedroia double.
I ran a second like I was going to score the whole way, and I saw DeMarlo wave me in, and I knew I'd be scoring from there.
It was a three-hit game for Ellsbury and his third multi-hit game in as many days. Josh Beckett was scratched from the start. David Pauley got the call from Paul Tuckett in his place. He gave up five through four and a third. Mike Timlin, the winner. Darren Oliver, the loser. Papelbon picks up his eighth save. The Sox say Beckett will probably take his next turn in the rotation. And tonight, the Celtics play game two in their quarterfinal matchup. They host the Atlanta Hawks and lead the series 1-0. That's it for now. I'm Rob Sternberg, WEBN.